Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Today's edition of Zydeco et Passale was previously recorded.
All right, John, back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you there, Melvin, and good morning again to all of you. Zydeco, Joe, I am Crapu. No, sir, go.
No, pain Crapu, c'est Wawaron.
Wawaron. Wawaron.
Wawaron. Okay.
Mais quoi c'est Wawaron?
A bullfrog.
Tu connais pas quoi c'est Wawaron?
No. Quoi c'est Wawaron?
C'est vrai. Toi, tu es né élevé dans 1968, c'est ce qui fait que tu ne connais pas quoi c'est Wawaron.
Yeah.
C'est vrai. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have two people in the studio who want to talk to. And I want to introduce them. Of course, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's glad to see you back in the studio again.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you, John.
And we have Zydeco Joe. Everyone knows Joe Citizen, of course. Yeah. And
bonjour, monsieur et madame dans radio station. Ça, c'est mon Zydeco Joe. C'est toujours ici avec vous autres.
Well, c'est bon pour savoir que mon nom comme Boula, monsieur. Monsieur Zydeco Joe. Parce qu'il est plus vieux que moi, quand même. Il y a 80 6 or quelque chose comme ça. But anyway.
Mais moi, c'est 55.
55. Okay. Anyway, what brings you here? I know it's wonderful to have you, Sharon.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Melvin. Actually, I'm here to say thank you to you because you gave us one of the most wonderful memories in 2012. I made a small documentary film, and I did an oral history on Mr. Howard Citizen, mm-hmm. who was born in Church Point, moved to Eunice, and then moved to California in the 1950s. And his story was so unique to me. I knew nothing of Creole culture until I met Howard. And I met him at the Zydeco Dances in Los Angeles, and he really honed my Zydeco style, if you will. And we just became great friends. Our friendship transcended everything you could possibly imagine, race, color, mm-hmm. religion, gender, all of it. We just were...
None of that brought a barrier between the two of you.
Absolutely not.
It just brought in a mesh.
We just enriched each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And one of his greatest memories, and I know because it was one of his last words to me before he passed last month, was thanking me for what we did here in Lafayette. Thanks to Jonas Bro for bringing us here mm-hmm. that morning. We danced our way in, and I know my friend Miss Elaine has said that surely this man is dancing his way to heaven, and I know he did. But anyway, it is really to express our gratitude because he was just so thrilled to be coming home and so thrilled that the movie was so well received. And thanks again to Rebecca Hudsmith and Pat Meir. And we just are... It just created so many wonderful memories for him. Okay. And I'll remind you that he was 91 years old when he made that trip. And 99 when he passed last month. So
99.
Yeah, yeah.
He lived a wonderful life out soon because the moment that I had to... it wasn't very long that we spent together. But the time that we spent together was... I will never forget that. Joe... I know that's your cousin.
Yeah, he was when he passed away, he's the oldest one left in the Citizen family. Mm-hmm. Now we have one more besides him. He's in Church Point by the name of Calvin Citizen. Mm-hmm. And after Calvin, while you're looking at it, that'll be me if I'm still here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Now Calvin happened to be a cousin or brother or what?
Cousin.
Cousin.
See, Calvin was... His daddy, brother. Mm-hmm. Calvin, Grandpa, and Howard, daddy, were brothers.
Yes.
Plus my daddy also. Mm-hmm. So three of them, three brothers.
Yes.
With the children of three brothers.
Okay. And you had told me one time before about the name, the last name, and of course we're not going to go into that, but the Leger and the Citizens, and how they came about that. But we were talking about Howard, a citizen, a gentleman that came here, mm-hmm. walked in the studio with entourage. I'll use that term. And it had Sharon and a bunch of people, yourself, and right. all of the cousins came in. And we were playing the song called Quit Kicking My Dog. Mm-hmm. And that's by Sun Pie. And we would hope that we would be able to find the CD so we could play it at least.
And he started dancing.
And he started dancing immediately. And he right. danced. That was very difficult to stop him to have an interview yeah. because he enjoyed the music so much. He just enjoyed just dancing and people and enjoying the music and his culture. You could tell that he appreciated his culture.
Absolutely, John. He loved being Creole, mm-hmm. and he loved keeping that culture alive in Los Angeles, and he truly did that. And I do want to tell you one precious story. When he was in the hospital just before they sent him home to hospice, mm-hmm. The nurses were, and I was standing behind the curtain just to give him a little privacy. He was a very dignified gentleman mm-hmm. his entire life,
yes,
and he
yes.
left this world that way too. But the nurses were trying to get him from the chair and the back into the bed, and they kept going to the left, and they say, to the right, to the right. And I said, no, wait, we've got a song for that. So I whipped out my phone, and I found Cupid Shuffle, and there we were in the hospital
in
with the
hospital.
Nurses doing the Cupid Shuffle. They were coming in from down the hall. Mr. Howard was in the bed, rocking his head, moving his shoulders, so he truly has danced his way to heaven.
Sure.
And thank you, Cupid. Yeah, it was such a precious moment.
If you could tell the listening audience and the public about his influence that he's had on your life and other people that he could have had, and his influence on other people, how would you best address that? How would you best say it?
God all day. No, but you know, for me, he's been more than an inspiration because I want to sometimes say he's a survivor, but he isn't a survivor. He did more than survive the Jim Crow of the 1920s. He did more than survive 5 years fighting in World War II. He did more than survive all of his hardships and sorrows because he so truly enjoyed life, and music was his thing. This is a man who mm-hmm. heard Amadé Ardoin live,
yes.
in person, you know, and brought Clifton Chenier to Los Angeles to play. I mean, he was living history, and he could tell it. He could tell those stories. I think, you know, it was his ability to embrace life no matter what the hardship. And gosh, I could go on for days about all of that, but that was not him.
Yes.
He had the most wonderful attitude and the most kind, loving heart. He brought me into his family, and I'm so grateful to his children for having accepted me and mm-hmm. made me a part of that family. My grandson's photographs are on his coffee table. So, you know, that to me, that speaks volumes. It just is. So I keep him in my heart, and I'm so glad to have this opportunity to be here today and say farewell for him, mm-hmm. and we'll see you soon. And I'm sorry he's not here speaking French with his cousins and
yes.
with all of you, and I'm going to miss that so much.
We'll be back, Melvin, with a little bit more conversation with Zydeco Joe and Sharon. Let's get back to music a little bit, and we'll come back to Closure and the memoirs of Howard Citizen.
And you can actually, I just went on my phone, you can actually put Howard Citizen in,
mm-hmm.
and it pops up his video.
Good. Good.
So if anybody wants to see who Howard Citizen is, simple stuff. Just put Howard Citizen in, and you will see a video of when he was at Vermilionville.
Wow, yeah, you know, remember that so well.
There. All right, let's go do some Zydeco. All right, Doc, coming out to you this morning, Doc and Kevin and Chris and Ronnie and Joy, all in the neighborhood over there. Woody, good morning to you. Doc, coming to you. A little bit of Bojack. Pretty Cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Cat in Tennessee.
I said, Peter.
What?
I want to know.
What you want to know, Bojack?
I got to know.
What you want to know, Bojack?
You got to tell me some more.
About that Pretty Cat?
Tell me about that cat, yeah.
That Pretty Cat.
this, y'all. All you bad old putty cats. All putty putty.
Putty cat.
Oh, putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
Come here, you putty cat.
Take some of this baseball bat.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
I wanna mash up your hat a little bit, y'all. I'ma teach you some manners. Come up here scratching me up like that. And stay where you at. Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Yeah. Stay where you at, boy. Oh, putty putty.
That putty cat.
You putty putty.
Look how you putty cat.
You bad old putty cat.
Look how you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
Hey, why you walking like that, kitty?
I don't know, boy.
Why you walk like that?
I don't know, boy.
I ain't hit you but one time with that bat.
Don't hit me with that bat, boy.
Curtis in Texas this morning. Hopefully you're having a great day and everything is going good for you. Curtis St. Mary, good morning to you.
We gonna cruise out the highway in the moonlight.
Well, Melvin,
yes.
We had Ruba just talking behind the scene with Zydeco Joe, and I was asking him about his fond memory of Howard Citizen, and he was sharing something, and I'm going to ask him that anyway. And Joe, would you come and pull up a little...
I'm not going to talk about that part.
Uh-oh.
No, you can tell the story, because you remind me of my father, Joe, because my father used to tell, he was a storyteller in his time when he was coming up, and he was a moonshiner in his time. And when I would go and help him to during the interviewing part of it and telling a story and during his time, and I asked him that once before, and he said, "Oh, we can't talk about that. Well, you know, it was illegal." And I said, well, "What was illegal? That was a time limitation on that. The statute of limitation had passed."
Yeah.
And so, your story about Howard Citizen and his experience and your fond memory of him, if it's up to you, if you don't want to share it with the audience. But you have some fond memories of him, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I sure do, but I have some memory of what was told to me.
Yes.
Like I was telling you
just
a few minutes ago, what happened to them.
Yes.
That they taught us about it back in 1927 when they got put in jail just because they was riding in a brand new 1927 Model T Ford in the city of Opelousas. And they got put in jail because they were riding their own new car.
And that wasn't
because
something.
They weren't supposed to be people of color driving a brand new car in 1927. So that's why they went to jail. They had to come back and get them out because the fella that had given them the money to buy the car had to go testify that he's the one that had given them the money. They were working
to buy
for him.
The car.
Right. So they hadn't done anything. They hadn't stole the car. They had bought the car because he gave them the money. And then when he got ready to leave, the white guy couldn't drive. So they didn't want him to get in the car with them to go back home. And that was their own car. That was a Model T Ford 1927.
But, you know, but Joe, we're kind of drift off a little bit. But how ignorant people could be at that time of their in the era when a white man could not get in the car with two black men. And I found it too is that's kind of ignorant on people's part about that when you have and then today's situation. But anyway, Howard was the man that we needed to talk about. And Howard
Citizen. Yeah, but that was Howard's daddy and my daddy.
Yes.
And two brothers together.
Yes. But it's a laughable situation because, you know, people who even thought about that and wanted to just enforce that was sort of, I say, ignorance in a sense, because ignorance, you know, all it means is that a lack of knowledge, that's all it is. But nevertheless, you have fond memories of Howard Citizen, about you and he and the dance and his culture and his life that he shared, I'm sure, with you about his experience and why he left this area. Why did he leave Lafayette or this area?
Because he couldn't stand working in the field at 35 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So he left because he couldn't buy anything with that when he come back out. Well, you see, that's what they were paying then, which I came around a long time after him, and I already worked at 50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
And you see, you couldn't buy enough. That's the reason why I left here and went to Baton Rouge and joined the union.
Uh-huh.
And AFL-CIO, and I've been working out the union, which is 50 years. But I didn't do that much better because at that time in 1957, the union scale was 95 cents an hour.
Whoa.
And I joined the union back in 1957, and I'm still a union member at that time.
Good. Good. Well, I can tell the reason people have left this area is not because of the harshness, but it's probably included that. But they wanted to better themselves in income wise. They wanted to do that, and that was one of the things about Howard Citizen. He braved that, and you had shared something with me too about how he had left this area and he came back one time to pick up his family, if I recall correctly on that. But Sharon, To close out your comment, a statement that you would like to make in reference to Howard Citizen, how would you best describe, other than what you said before about your experience with Howard Citizen?
Well, I think just, again, more gratitude. He just has given me such a different perspective on life in general. He's certainly gifted me Louisiana and Zydeco dancing and a love of the culture and, a family, which was of all importance to him.
Mm-hmm.
His whole reason for coming to California was to make a better life for his children and his grandchildren. And when he arrived in Los Angeles, in less than 24 hours, he had a job. He went to work. He stayed with his sister. And then he called for his actually, they arrived on train, his wife and three of his five children. And on a rainy day, I'll never forget him telling me the story, and it had been a month since he had seen them, which was an eternity.
I would imagine.
And the ending of our film that we did is all about his grandchildren, all of whom sing with the most beautiful voices and have such wonderful memories of their grandfather. And it's all about doing it for your kids and your grandchildren. And his faith. His faith saw him through all of this. And Knights Peter Claver honored him at his funeral. It was, it's been a wonderful, wonderful time for me. And my life has been so enriched. And thank you.
Yeah, he didn't have to inspire you to do this. It was just part of his whole personality and his character. That's what drew you to him and together with you. Joe, again, what would you like to share with the audience just to close out the time?
Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Bruce Al, for doing what you did this morning with us, and very glad that we had a chance to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to miss my old cousin. You know, we used to have a telephone conversation just about every Sunday.
Wow.
At a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So we could, I would tell him what was happening here with our kinfolks, because he didn't have nobody that would communicate too much except with me and Paul Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
That would contact him in California, let him know who was living and who was dying on this end of the town, who was going to jail and whatnot, family talk.
But you told him about,
I'm going to miss that.
Did you tell him about that fat lady who wore them high heels and sunk in the ground and when they had the family reunion?
No, that was all our kid folks. Yes, I told him
about that. Right. You told him, you would tell him about that?
Right.
Your fat cousin?
Yeah, I had to get her shoe out the dirt. One of her shoe got stuck, and then she was walking with one shoe, so I went back and pulled the shoe out of the mud and gave it to her.
But I remember. You see, those things I remember.
And I'll have to call her name now, you know.
No, I didn't ask you that. Because if she sees me, she probably say, I'm the one who calls that home.
Yeah, right.
But if you want to name it, that's fine with me.
Yeah, that's my cousin, our cousin, Rosilia Bellar. She living in Eunice. If she listening to me, she know that happened to her.
Well, I just want to thank both of you on behalf of Melvin and I. Of course, we want to thank, and of course, Jonas Bro for having and brought you here too. We didn't ask him if he wanted to say something. But.
And we have one friend that was supposed to be here this morning. Mm-hmm. Was Paul Citizen. Everybody called him Cowboy.
Yeah.
For a nickname. Yeah. He was supposed to be here. He told me last night he was coming, so I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'm hoping he's not outside. He can always call you. Yeah, he can let you know that he was there. But nevertheless, again, Sharon, Joe, we appreciate your coming by here and sharing some things about your thought and your feelings and your involvement with Howard Citizen.
Thank you for having us.
Because he'll always be in my memory of a wonderful person that he was and still is, just like he would be here.
It's 100% Creole.
That's right. That's right.
And he would be dancing if he'd be here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. All right, Melvin, back to you.
Well, it took Howard Citizen to get Joe Citizen over here.
Yes, indeed.
Because he hadn't been here in how long, Joe?
About a couple of years.
A couple of years, so it took It took Howard to get you back over here. He's still at work. Still doing his thing.
Yeah, he's dancing around here. Thank you very much.
You know you want to dance with the chef. Don't be so scurry. Oh, you can't dance. That's what it is.
I'm awake like truck stop coffee, and I wouldn't ever turn my back on you. Oh, wait, let truck stop coughing. It's time to pay for all the things that you do. Oh, wait, let truck stop coughing. Cause you have broken all the golden rules. Oh, wait, let truck stop coughing. Cause I'm tired of playing the fool, yeah. Truck Stop Coffee is the one for me. Truck Stop Coffee really made me see. Truck Stop Coffee is the strongest thing that I have. I'm awake.
from 190 where the Zydeco Almighty. The only time she stops is on Good Friday. She's been dancing, y'all, since the age of 5. And I really believe she's the finest thing alive. Yes, she is, yeah. Get down.
We'll be right back. so perfect. I don't know what happened.
As we come to the end of this program, and we'll be back again next Saturday. Don't go nowhere. Herman's standing waiting on you. Don't forget the festival is going on next week. Music, food, and crafts.
That's Acadian, the festival Acadian?
Acadian Creole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's October the 11th and through the 13th. So a lot of musicians, a lot of music, a lot of fun. But get ready for that. I mean, the weather's going to be good, all of that. So have some fun.
Yep, and don't forget, too, St. Joseph Catholic Church, Maurice, is having an annual fundraiser on the 19th and the 20th.
Yep.
And they have the garage sale, they call it. And then Sunday, the big barbecue chicken and pork steak dinner. That's all going to take place in Maurice at St. Joseph Catholic Church next weekend after next. And don't forget, election time.
Yeah, go vote.
Early voting. It's the last day of early voting today. And then the election takes place this coming Saturday on the 12th, I believe.
Yep.
And then go in and vote. So you don't have any question or argument
go
about
vote.
That. You better go vote.
Go
and
vote.
Then say later on, man, it's just, hey, if you didn't vote, you have no room to complain.
That's right. Chris Arduin tonight at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Maurice. Their annual Zydeco Dance starting at 9 p.m. That's at the WW Hall, Highway 92 in Maurice.
Big bingo.
We'll be back
tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Together. Oh, but we just can't get it together. A fairy story, a fairy tale. Oh, yeah. I've washed away in a hurricane. I'm so confused right now that I used to love me like I used to. I know.
soyez à l'écoute tous les dimanches matins pour Dimanche Matin de 9h jusqu'à midi avec moi, Zach Fugier, ici sur 88.7 FM, KRVS ou online sur KRVS.org pour la bonne musique en français.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
This is Courtney Petrie from Bluegrass Highway. Join me tonight at 7:30 p.m. following Rendezvous des Cajuns for an episode of Bluegrass Highway, only on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.